Welcome back to the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories. I'm here today with Dave Miller from the First Congregational Church. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey. Nice to be with you, Alexis.
Oh, thank you. So, wanted to talk about your position here at First Congregational Church, like what you do and all that.
Right. Well, currently, I'm primarily a member. I have, over the years, served on a number of boards and committees, including a couple of trips through the Board of Deacons.
Yeah, so what got you involved in the FCC to begin with?
Well, like a lot of us, it was my family. My parents were very involved with the church, and so I went through the church school and confirmation.
Of course.
And running away after confirmation, like we hear quite often. Mm-hmm. But then, came back. And my wife and I, we were married here over 40 years ago.
Nice. That's awesome. That is so cool. So if there's like one piece of history about the First Congregational Church that you think every resident in Darien should know, what would it be?
Well, I think the most important thing about the history of this church, and since we started this process, I've been thinking about it a lot, is the people. That's what really makes a church, makes a congregation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, how the church started was a congregation of people in the community who wanted to get together and work on it. It was a much more political organization at
mm-hmm.
the time. But as it's evolved as a community of faith and fellowship, it's changed in its role in the community, but the constant has been the commitment of the members of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, I know growing up, it was a real focus of my family's social lives. So it not only provided a spiritual assistance or place of being for our family, but also social and emotional support that has been very important, and I think
for sure
throughout the community.
Yeah, I love that. And so then how do you see like FCC growing in the future, the history of it? Do you think it's just going to keep evolving?
Well, I think evolving is the key word, because particularly in a time when churches are not growing generally, whether it's congregational churches or other denominations, what churches have to learn from our history is that nothing is constant, that you have to change according to the needs of the community, whether it's spiritual or emotional or even material. So this church, in order to grow, has to remind itself and the community that it's a welcoming place, that we're willing to learn from members who join us and look back and see, like you say, how our evolution can lead us forward into the future.
100%. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yep.